Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today, we are discussing the worsening water crisis in major cities in the country. This is very vivid in Bulawayo, Harare, and other cities and towns in Zimbabwe. This at a time when the Bulawayo City Council has announced that all suburbs will not have water for the next 3 days due to electrical maintenance work that will affect both the NEMA and Criterion water treatment works. But first, a look at what's happening in the other parts of the world. In Seattle, there were no polling stations for Russian citizens to join the worldwide movement known as Noon Against Putin, a symbolic protest of the re-election of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Instead, they commemorated opposition leader Alexei Navalny and wrote letters to the growing list of political prisoners in Russia. Natasha Mogovaya has the story.
In the past month, this makeshift memorial at the Peace Garden near Seattle's Space Needle became a site where many Russian diaspora members came to express their grief for the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. About 40 opposition activists again gathered here Sunday as the presidential elections weekend unfolded and Vladimir Putin, in power since 1999, claimed a landslide victory in a non-competitive election.
I know they just draw these results and that's completely fake.
Artem Tomilin, who left Moscow a year and a half ago, came to the memorial for the 10th time this month with a brand new tattoo of Navalny, who according to Russian authorities died February 16 in an Arctic penal colony. Navalny was 47.
He was and is a Russian opposition leader who really inspired me.
Activists signed a petition calling on the U.S. Congress to not recognize the Russian results. Mitch Gohl says most Russian citizens in the U.S. did not have access to the polls to submit a protest vote.
The only locations that people can vote abroad is Houston, Texas, in New York, and the Washington, D.C. embassy. And that's for the multi-thousand population of Russian Americans that are willing and wanting to have a change in Russia for the better, for the democracy, and to end the war and the aggression towards Ukraine.
Agata Yanturina says that for her family, the military indoctrination in preschools was the last straw, leading them to leave Russia. But she says she still has hope for change.
As sad as Alexei Navalny's death was, it mobilized a lot of Russians to fight against the regime, and I think it will continue and grow.
The event culminated with writing letters to the lengthening list of political prisoners. Last year, Mariana Markova was sending letters on a regular basis to 18 political prisoners in Russia. This year, her list has grown to 37. Following the polling station's protest, the number of political prisoners is likely to grow exponentially, says Markova.
My friends in Moscow live in constant fear. You cannot say Navalny, you cannot say war, you cannot talk about anything. The recently adopted new laws have allow everything can be a plan for a terrorist act.
Russian opposition activists in Seattle are currently petitioning the local authorities to establish a permanent memorial for Alexei Navalny and vow to continue the struggle for the beautiful Russia of the future he envisioned. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Seattle, Washington.
In the capital city, in Harare, the ICT minister, Chatenda Mavetera, told Studio 7 that school children and young women in marginalized communities should be introduced to robotics and coding at the earliest stage of their education, in line with the government's ICT overhaul thrust.
It is quite important for us as a ministry more importantly, for us to then be able to come up, especially with women, women empowerment in terms of digital skills, so that women can also even get involved in entrepreneurship. You will see that right now we've got this ICT conference, which is happening inside the Women's Month. And what we need to do is for us to see a measure that we can put in place, especially as a ministry, so that we can come up with policies that are also pro-women. It's important as well to also look at, you know, a lot of people are being exposed to cyber attacks. Let's also look in within the Cyber and Data Protection Act and see what needs to be done, which is more centered to women. You also realize that it's important for us to have an affirmative action program, which will see women get into basic literacy skills. But it's not only about basic literacy skills. We need to go a step forward. Let's look at us, looking at us getting involved even in coding. And even for the young women, we also need to look at them. You realize there was a program that we said we also needed to do. Let's look at the curriculum that is being offered right now at the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. What is it that we need to do? Let's introduce coding. Let's also introduce robotics for those young girls as early as primary school. And you also realize that for us to be able to progress, we need to be able to empower women, especially in the digital era.
That was the ICT Minister Tatenda Mavetera speaking to Studio 7 in Harare this afternoon. Melissa Sandile Mabeza, a University of Zimbabwe student living with a disability who attended the Women's Conference in ICT, said disabled women are sometimes discriminated against by organizations and companies when job opportunities arise. Melissa said she even struggled to get an industrial attachment. She is, however, optimistic that ICT will make life easy for women living with disabilities.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kuze kube lula ukuthi abantu abakhubazekileyo bestudy in computer related jobs. Kungabasiza kakhulu ngoba kuba lula ukuthi befunde and akufuni a lot of physical action or ukuthi be move kakhulu around ukuthi beze bekwanise ukufunda and ukuthi bekwanise ukwenza lo msebenzi wabo. So in terms of emzimbeni akufaki strain okuningi and kuba lula ukuthi beyenze imisebenzi yabo emsebenzini ngoba akula okuningi okufunakalayo. So inkinga engihlangana lazo ukuthi khona lokuthi imisebenzi yahlupha ukuthola. Ngiyakhumbula ngidinga attachment, ngasokola kanzima ukuthi nze ngithole umsebenzi. Ngagcina sengibuyela khona e-UZ ngibacela ukuthi bengiqhashe ukuthi ngithole umsebenzi, because babe ngangisithi ngihamba ku-interview sekubuza ukuthi suqede sekubuza ukuthi sovele like uzakwanisa ukubuya wedwa, uzakwanisa ukusebenzisa izinto wedwa, uzakwanisa ukusebenzisa i-laptop wedwa. Imibuzo yena leyo engafeeling ukuthi babe sokukhangelela phansi kulokuthi bebone ukuthi uzokwanisa yena ukwenza umsebenzi.
Melissa Sandile Mabeza is a University of Zimbabwe student living with a disability. She was speaking to Studio 7 after attending an ICT conference in Harare. After the break, we'll delve in deeper into our topic, but for now, stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, the VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our topic of the day. Zimbabwe water woes are expected to worsen this year following a crippling drought fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon. We are discussing the water crisis at a time when the Bulawayo City Council has announced that all suburbs will not have water for the next 3 days due to electrical maintenance work that will affect both the NEMA and Criterion water treatment works. And now, to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the line by Bulawayo City Council Water Committee Chairperson, Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association Coordinator, Ms. Permanent Swanda, and Arara Residents Trust Director, Mr. Precious Shumba. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll start with Councillor Ndlovu. Looking at the situation in Bulawayo, what is the status as we speak?
Come again, I didn't get your question.
What is the status of the water situation in Bulawayo as we speak?
Amanzi akubulawa yethu nawo malutshwana kakhulu kusenziwa isomiso esibe khona phakathi na erijini yethu nokuthi ama-attachment area yethu lapho esithuyethe khona kusemasouth aba yindawo engatholi izwi ngokwaneleyo amadamu ethu kawanamanzi ezispeech and lamakhati ethu ngokuuza aseliwe wona kungesikhona nje injalo kusuka kube nzima ukuthi sinikeze umphakathi amanzi evoltage ukuzama ukugogokhona kokuncane silakho ukuthi sibe sinelangelingaka kuthola abangaka nelangelingaka zokuthola ngaka ukwenzaukuthi asaeaelisuka.
Siyabonga Councillor Ndlovu. Vashumba, tichiuya kwamuri kuHarare uko zvakamira sei tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko remvura iyi?
Tinotenda zvikuru. Munzvimbo zhinji dzemuHarare, ndingati masuburbs anogara veruzhinji, mazhinji anga achitambura kushayiwa mvura kunyanya masvondo matatu adarika. Situation yange yakanyanya kushata ngekuti dzimwe nzvimbo dzinosimbowana mvura kwemazuva kana kuti matatu kana mana pasvondo dzanga dzichiwana kana zuva rimwe chete kana kushayiwa. Nzvimbo dzakafanana nekunana Glaudina kuwadzana nekunana Glenora kwanga kuine dzimwe nzvimbo dzanga dziri kunyanya kushayiwa mvura. Tichitarisa zvakare uwandu hwemvura huri kuwanikwa, zvinoratidza kuti kadziro yedu yeguta reHarare inogona kuunza mvura inokwana kusvika anofunga 40-45%. Imwe chidimbu chemvura inenge yapombwa kubva kuMorton Jeffrey chiri kurasika munzira nokuda kweleakages and illegal connections along the water distribution network. So the water situation has been very, very dire, and most residents have had to resort to bore water, which is a serious problem because even some of the bores are drying up and have serious challenges in terms of times when they are open to the public to access water.
Tinotenda Vashumba. We also have a resident on the line. We have Mr. Permanent Swanda representing the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Swanda, sikhangela udaba lolo olukhulunywa ngalo, lina njengezakhamizi libona njani udubo lwamanzi lolo?
Udubo lwamanzi is a big huge problem, especially with Nami, if Bulawayo is declared as a state of emergency. ngoba esikumanzelelayo ukuthi amanzi ahlala kwezindawo bahlala more than 2 weeks without water coming out of their tap. And so sike sakhulumisana le-Vulawayo City Council ukuthi besincedise ngamabhawuza abuye more regularly than the supply that they were doing before, kwenzela ukuthi kube kukhabe i-gap leyani yokuthi amanzi ehlale engekho. So njengezakhamizi siphakathi kohlupho kakhulu ngoba sesispend most of our productive time looking for alternative sources of water. Kwathi indawo uthole izakhamizi zikha amanzi kuma-40 angekho safe, kuba labantwana bawela phakathi kwamakhiso nalawo. So sesisizana ngathiko ngoba le ndlela yokubana umuntu uhulumende engathatha seriously indaba yomthelakala manzi kobulawayo and declare Bulawayo Water Crisis as a state of emergency.
Siyabonga Councillor Ndlovu. Sibone umbiko okhitshwe yiBulawayo City Council isithi okwamalanga amathathu kuqalise namuhla kuza kuba kungela manzi endaweni zonke ezihlala uZulu. Kule ndlela na ezifakiwe ukuthi uZulu abe ethola amanzi ngalesi sikhathi, njengoba ukuzikhatshana ezedlule besibona ukuthi kwezindawo belihambisa amabhawuzi ukuthi abantu bathole amanzi, pho nxa sekuzindawo zonke okuhlala khona abantu liza kwenelisa na ukuthi litholise abantu amanzi?
Yebo, iyo iproblem ehlangane layo phakathi nabo obulawayo akwe-3 days lezi. Kodwa-ke thina sithi sikhe sikhangela i-Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday asina malokishi vele kade siwavulele amanzi. Sibone kulithuba elihle lokuthi silungise sikulungisayo during this time according to our 120-hour schedule. Kodwa-ke lapho kusika khona kusiwa nesimo esibucayi, kungaba kusezinhleni, kungaba yilabo abangendelisanga ukuthelela prior, ngoba thina sithi uZulu nxa amanzi efika ungabona efika epompini, ama-containers onawo ngikhaya sebenzisa wona ukuthelele especially for household use. Then ilawo amanye awokusebenzisa zetoilet lezingadi abantu behambe beyethatha izikotsho ezibhokalile silazo. Kodwa-ke kulesi simo sesikise sangawumvulo lasesikisa ngolwesithathu ikhona yekhoahali abane-challenge enkulu ukuthi bedika babonanga isimemezelo sokuthi amanzi azacishwa ibajumile ngasebele problem. Bayahamba ku-local councillor wabo oyabe khona khonapho. Local councillor uzalayenza engineer we-water owetha wesishizi isikhumbuzo azama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi lezo ndawo ezine-problem enkulu yamanzi especially asikhangelanga ukuthi umtathela amanzi okunaphi yizagijima ibhawuza liye kulezo ndawo. Sazikhangele ithi kusiyafika ngolwesine isimo lesi sizale sesithi lungisile. Silebhawuza lilodwa kobulawayo abadala bayakwazi ukuthi bayafikezelela, amabili siwahayile. Siwahayelela such a situation esesibhekane layo ngoba ngikhona kunomakiteli lapho esiyalanda khona isomiso. Lokho sifisa ukuthi uhulumende kuye uyasideclare as a water crisis. Singabantwana phina siyakhala kumzali, lokho esilindile kodwa asikwazi ukuthi uzakwenza nini. Ukwenzeka ukuthi labanye nje labo ihawukele umntwana kamakhelwane ukuthi hawu baze badubeka kangaka, mhlawumbe singanceda ngefunding ethile ngoba silama-project anjengensiza i-duplication of insiza pipeline esikhangele ukuthi ngathi siza kobulawayo. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga Councillor Ndlovu. Coming to you Mr. Shumba, looking at the situation in Harare, what are the recommendations that you would have not just for Harare but the whole of Zimbabwe when it comes to the issue of water shortages, looking at that we are at this time where we are facing a serious drought?
The major recommendation probably for most urban and rural areas is that the thinking of bores should be regulated, because the more bores we have within a residential area, we are going to create a huge challenge in terms of the water table. Now that most bores are drying up, it would be wise to have one electric powered or hydroelectric powered bore or solar powered bore, and then people's houses are connected to it. That would mean that we do not need necessarily to have a bore for each household, but for a specific community. Then into the water leakages, the most viable recommendation would be for the councils or the government to invest in the upgrade of the underground pipes for the distribution network, to ensure that the water pumped from the pumping stations reaches the intended households, because currently most local authorities are losing up to 50% of treated water, and that's a huge loss considering that most water treatment chemicals are coming from abroad. Then there is also need to invest in water supply infrastructure, like new dams that would bring fresh water to the urban population.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. We have a caller, Kululani Lingenele Gushelo Baba Lingave Lisikuma Lingape.
Lapha eSouth Africa, lapha endithuma ngikhona.
Hayi, siyabonga. Liyalubona lapha udubo lwamanzi esilalo namhlanje, lina lithini ngalo?
Udubo lwamanzi lolu luyangicaka kakhulu futhi luyangihlukumeza ngoba lubulala ibulawayo kakhulu. Kodwa umbuzo wami ukuthi amadamu wona aphelelaphi lawa uhulumende wayathembise abantu ukuthi azasupplya amanzi kobulawayo, ikakhulukazi idamu liyana lasencema lapha kodwa lizosupply amanzi kobulawayo. Uhlelo lohamba-hamba lwaphelela kuphi? Ngoba cabanga ukuthi lolo luzasiza ikakhulukazi edolobheni elikhula kobulawayo laphana.
Hayi, siyabonga baba Khumalo ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo.
Okay. Ye.
Yeah. Si buya kini councillor kulo mbuzo lapha obuye lo baba uKhumalo ukuthi kwaba lokwethembisa ukuthi kuzakuba le damu kumbe amadamu amatsha azageje ukwenzela ukuthi kutholakale amanzi kobulawayo. Umbuzo wakhe ngokuthi uhlelo lolu lwaphelela ngaphi kumbe selukusibanga siphi?
Ngiyabonga kulombuzo kababa uKhumalo. Kodwa-ke nijanti uma ngumntwana kumzali ucela everyday yabe sithi ngizakuthengela isigqoko, siyabuya siyabuya. Yikho lapho lathi esilokhu esikhona wadinga follow-up. Kodwa-ke emalangeni ngoJanuwari uhulumende ukhiphe ikomiti yakhe, uminisi wehota ukhiphe ikomiti yakhe yabuya kobulawayo phansi ukuthi izobona umumo macupha. Kade beku-100 day mission engilethemba lokuthi sebeqedile, sesike sahlangana labo sa-exchange ama-notes. Amadamu kobulawayo asadukiswa ngokuhulumende awakakhiwa. Kodwa-ke le-private partner, ngathi private player efuna ukuthi yakhela idamu elibizwa kuthiwa i-gas block dam, iy'nkulumo zakhona kusakhulumiswana, akukaqedwa, akulungiswa i-paperwork. Kodwa-ke silethemba lokuthi le indlela esesiyithethe njengobulawayo angeke yasichiya egangeni. Sithengisiwe ukuyakhelwa idamu ele-glass block emsensiza. Sinjalo silinde i-long term plan yethu eyigwayisha ngani ekade lathi sazalwa ilungiswa, yiyo esake siyikhangele njalo futhi kuhulumeni. Yikho uhlelo olukhona ngamadamu okubulawayo.
Siyabonga. Yeah, Mr. Svanda, we heard there Mr. Shumba speaking, where he raised a number of issues that are happening, including leakages and boreholes drying up in Harare. Are we seeing the same situation happening in Bulawayo? And what probably will be your recommendations in terms of dealing with such challenges in the country?
Okay, yes, we are seeing the same situation of boreholes drying up in the country, in Bulawayo, sorry. And for me, one of the key major recommendation issues that I want to give to the Bulawayo City Council is they are busy implementing or finding strategies to assist residents with alternative water supplies. I suggest that maybe they also look at public places like schools and hospitals and prioritize those places, because we understand that the situation in hospitals is not easy when patients do not have proper amounts of their care. And we are even hearing some schools are requesting that school going kids should bring about 2 liters of water when they come to school. So my recommendation is that we can, the Bulawayo City Council and the government at large, prioritize those public places where our children are at school, and also hospitals, in making sure that they have a regular water supply.
Thank you. Ngizaphenduka kini Councillor Ndlovu. Kulo mbuzo lapha ovele komunye wabalaleli bethu ofake kuFacebook esithi yena imali esizibhadalayo azihambelani lamanzi esiwatholayo. Linalokhu njengeCouncil lithini ngakho? Abantu bayakhala lapha bathi hayi, imali abazibhadalayo ziphezulu kodwa bengatholi amanzi, njalo bengatholi usizo oluningi luvele eCouncilini. Linalithini ngalokho?
Uqinisile umhlali ngalokhu akuzifayo, kodwa-ke mina angizwa ukuphendulela i-department le-finance. Abe-finance zababona ngakho khonokho okuthi ama-meters aminjani, kodwa engikucelisa abalaleli ngalesi sikhathi, ungazibona unebhili eli-abnormal, thintana lo-councilor wakho mhlawumbe, kumbe zihambele straight etop lokhu uyebonana no-director we-finance services, akuchasisele kuchasiselane ngebhili leli eli-abnormal, ngoba esikhathini esiningi sihlala singenamanzi koBulawayo. Then you find ukuthi ibhili liyabe selimdurele umuntu kamlimi, kodwa-ke ukuthi kube nobufakazi, sikale lelo bhili kulabo abayenza kwamabhili bazakuchasisela. I'm not well versed ngento ze-finance, ngingaphaphalaza uma ngingaphawuli.
Yes, siyabonga Councillor Ndlovu. Tichizoka kwa Muri Vashumba, muchipendera chirongwa, munguva diki diki, nje api matano amakatarisira kuti ange achitorwa gore rino sezo paine dambudziko guru rekuti mvura haina kunaya, uyezve tatagara takatarisana nedambudziko remvura.
Tinofunga kuti parishi no kanzuru inofanirwa kuisa mari padiwi yekunyanya kugadzirisa nyaya yekuti iyo mvura itomboripo yacho inofanirwa kusvika yakati wandei kune wagari, yekuti kana tichirasikirwa mvura inodarika hafu yemvura yamuri kupomba, chinoreva kuti muri kupombera mvura pasi isingasviki kuwagari. Tikutarisira kuti panofanira kuiswa mari yakati wandei kuti izvozvo zviitike, uye kumawater treatment chemicals, tarisiro yedu ndeyekuti kanzuru inofanirwa kutsvagurudza mikana tekutenga mishonga kune mamwe makambani anogona kuwa akachipa
ndine urombo vashumba ndichakudimbirira ipakati nguva yedu ndo yati manyei that brings us to the end of our show signing off in Washington I am Chabokan Nguven.